Blog Talk Radio.
Try to see just how much we can get in.
into this service on tonight. We're going to let God have his way. And so before we go into any further ado, I would ask all of you, my brothers and sisters in the gospel, you that don't know God, I want you included, because you are included as well. You are part of this family. And so I would ask you to bow your heads as we go down in prayer and acknowledge the one and only Jesus Christ, our Lord and Savior of Nazareth. Father God, we come with a grateful heart of your sovereignty and your love unmeasured. We thank you, O gracious Heavenly Father, for enabling us to gather in unity again around this spectrum. Father God, we're coming from the north, south, east, and west, God. But we know that this world is not our home. This is just a temporary holdover. But that you have an eternity kingdom, a mansion prepared for those of us that are living according to your will. And Lord, I just ask you, God, hallelujah, to anoint these little clay, to bring a rhema word to those that may or may not know of you in the pardons of their sins. Grace me, your Father, with words of encouragement, words of wisdom to those that are hurting deep within the epitome of their souls. Father God, we'd be so mindful to give your Son, Jesus Christ, the glory, honor. In his majesty's name we pray. And we all shall say amen and amen. And I hope and pray that you had a beautiful day on today. I hope and pray that all was well in your family circle. And so tonight, we're going to be talking about, our sermon would be, hypocritical requests. I'll say that one more time. Hypocritical requests. Hallelujah. Now, in the ancient Greek, we find out that gramas, G-R-A-M-A-S, is a person behind a curtain, spoke the lines while the performer on stage acted out the role. Now, we might prefer the speaker behind the scenes as one who didn't practice what he preached. This person behind the curtain reminds me of a problem we as Christians experience today. Many of us are skilled at sounding religious, but we don't put our words into action. This is hypocrisy. When there is a hypocritical between what we say and what we do, we create confusion in the minds of our audience. And that's why many of us non-believers do not take the gospel message seriously. And we know that a Christian who makes the greatest impact on a watching world and who furthers the cause of Christ is one whose actions harmonize with his words. And when James spoke of the wisdom that is from above, he described it as pure, being peaceable, gentle, willing to yield, full of mercy and good fruits, without partiality, and without hypocrisy. That's in the law of James 3 and 17. And so our role as Christians is vastly different from the ancient Greeks. And they had speakers who didn't, duals who didn't, I speak. We are to be people who speak and do the truth. Hallelujah. And so we know that there was once a group of leaders, hallelujah, they asked Jesus to give them a sign from heaven. That's in the law of Matthew 16 and 1. They had witnessed many of his miracles, but they had either memorized them or attributed them to Satan. So the Pharisees were now demanding that Jesus perform another miracle, perhaps like Joshua, who commanded the sun and the moon to stand still. Now that's in the law of Joshua 10 and 12 through 14. Or like Elijah, who called down fire from heaven. That's in 1 Kings 18:30-40. They did this to test Jesus, seeing that hypocrites, Jesus said that while they could make weather predictions by looking at the sky, they were unable to read a much clearer sign of the time revealed in his ministry of teaching and healing. That's in verse 3. Some people have told me they would believe in Jesus if he showed them miracles like those in the gospel. But what makes them think they would react any different than the religious leaders of Jesus today? Anyone who sincerely seeks the truth has all the evidence necessary for faith. The resurrection of Jesus is a historical, credible event. The power of the risen Christ can be seen in many of his followers. The New Testament speaks of the mind and heart of every sincere seeking soul. Hallelujah. And I would ask for a more hypocritical request. All right? Now, you know of anybody in your circle of friends? These are the type of people of whom would say to you, girl, you got a good man. Girl, you better not start creeping and seeing other dudes or other fellas, yet they're being unfaithful to their own men. And these type of individuals can see all the PowerPoints for you, yet they're doing just the opposite. Those are hypocritical folks. They're setting the standards for you, but for themselves are breaking all of the rules that the Word of God teaches against. And saints of God and friends and supporters of the gospel of Jesus Christ, we must continue to pray for those type of people. And you have also those kind of people that are in your circle of friends or even in your neck of the woods. They will say to you, child, you ought to clean up your house. And they left their house looking as though a tornado hit it, or it was caught in a tsunami, or even hit by Hurricane Irene. And I use Irene because that was my mother's name. So if any of you out there have the name Irene, I'm not hitting at you. I'm just using that as a parable in my message tonight. And we know that there are individuals that join just the opposite of what they're instructing you to do. So you just keep that in mind. Those are hypocritical people that are telling you to do one thing, and yet they are doing just the opposite. And we also know that in the early church, it was an impressive body. It was a growing and thriving group of people, deeply committed to each other and to the meeting of each other's needs. All who had land or other possessions sold them and bought the proceeds and laid them at the apostles' feet. The money was distributed to those in need, and the scripture also says that the believer had all the things come. That was in the law of Acts 4:32. Then we come to Acts 5, and we hit a sour note. Is sounding Satan in the hearts of Ananias and Sapphira. He put pride in their hearts and caused them to lie about the sale of their property. We know that this honesty and deceit has creeped into the Christian community. Dishonesty causes us to pretend to be something other than what we really are. It turns us into hypocrites. The word hypocrite came from the Greek hypocrite, referring to a person in Greek literature who played a part on the stage. This actor became known as a hypocrite. That is one who hides behind the mask. We find out that many Christians often play the same game. Our motives are not as pure as our actions might seem to indicate. Yet we have sets of responsibilities. Hallelujah. We have sets of responsibilities for which we are held accountable. And God holds us accountable. We are to take seriously our personal integrity. We are accountable in the end to God because we sin. We sin directly against God. And all at the same time, we are accountable to the body of Christ. But no one lives to oneself, and no one sins to oneself. And you know, I've often heard constituents say, "Girl, I got Jesus, and that's all I need." But you know, I too used to say that same thing. But you know, there's a scripture in the Bible that says no one lives to himself and no one dies to himself. Meaning that if you die, you cannot dig your own grave and then jump back in the coffin and then lower yourself down in the ground. Someone has to dig the grave, and now they call them grave diggers. So they have someone to go and dig the hole, a person that has passed on. They go and dig the hole, and then after the funeral service is completed, then they lower the coffin down off into the burial spot. So you didn't do that, but yet you said you got Jesus and that's all you need. But you need more than Jesus. We need each other as family of God, as people of God, as servants of God. We all need people. We need one another. We could not survive just us by ourselves. That's the reason why God put us together, because he knew that we would need each other. And we are to be helpers one to another. And so we can no longer say that, you know, I got Jesus and I don't need nobody else. Because we do need somebody else. We need that grave digger to dig a hole in order to put our body in. We need somebody to dress us if we pass on. We need somebody to fix our hair. We need somebody to put our makeup on. You know, those that want a little makeup on. So, in other words, you are not by yourself. You are being assisted by someone else. So, just a word to the wise. The next time you say you got Jesus and that's enough, remember that scripture. It says that no one lives to himself or herself, and no one dies to himself or herself. We all need one another. That's why our Father told us to be helpers one to another. You know, and we are to share in each other's burdens. God don't even want us to bear our burdens alone. He wants us to share in each other's burdens as well as our trials. And so, like I say, we sin directly against God. And at the same time, we are accountable to the body of Christ. I said that, so I'm repeating it, just in case. But no one lives to oneself, and no one sins to oneself. Our sins always affect someone else. Because those that are listening to you, that have their trust in you, and they feel like that, hey, if Mr. So-and-so said it, I believe it. If Miss So-and-so said it, I believe it. Because guess what? Your word is your bond. Your word speaks for itself. Because apparently, whatever you've told your former constituents, you have not been a man that wasn't of your word, a woman that didn't stand up on your word, but you was a character of your word, and your word are your bonds. And if your word ain't nothing, you ain't nothing. That's what the old folks used to say, and I tell you, it still goes for us in this time and this era right now. And so, like I said, we have to be aware of the hypocritical people. And we are talking about hypocritical requests. That is our sermon on tonight. So when Ananias and Sapphira lied to the Holy Spirit, they committed sin that led to their death. That's the reason that they died, because they lied to the Holy Spirit. You know, God said that he hates liars, and that liar wouldn't even be in his footsteps. You know, he wouldn't even be in his sight, a liar wouldn't even tarry in his footsteps. And so God hates a liar, but yet we find out that Ananias and Sapphira had lied to the Holy Ghost. See? So we have to be aware of what we're doing and what we're saying. Because you don't want to be caught lying. Because people be, you know, they be pointing you out. Oh, there's old lying sister over there, old lying brother over there. You know? And I know a lot of times we things come up in our lives and we're not able to maybe come through on a certain, item that we said that we would be assisting on. But if you go back and explain yourself, you know, that's human. That's come up in everybody's life where you're not able to, you know, come through with whatever it was that you promised. You can always say something come up in my life and I was unable to come through, you know, and they can't hold you accountable for that. But if you don't, you know, express yourself, and you don't come and say, well, hey, you know, something come up, then people will see you as a liar. And you don't want to be seen as a woman of a God, woman or man of God, as being a liar. Because that don't look good, you know. And I know it don't feel good. So it definitely, if it don't feel good, it doesn't look good as well. So anyway, like I was saying, and we find out that they died because of them lying to the Holy Spirit. And this kind of sin could not be allowed to exist in the early church. And the dishonesty of Ananias and Sapphira and the resulting discipline of God, it is a lesson for the church even today. God is still in the business of judging sin. And when believers recognize the seriousness of sin and refuse to allow it to continue, the Church of Jesus Christ will grow incredibly powerful in its witness, and it will see scores of unbelievers added to its numbers regularly. So, just like I said, you know, if you're not doing what you're asking of others, then don't ask others to do it. You're not living a Christian life before God each and every day of your life, then you can't ask somebody else to live holy if you're not living holy. You can't ask somebody else, you know, to pay tithes if you're not paying tithes. You can't ask somebody else to give to the needy if you're not doing anything. So see, we have to live what we're preaching as well. You know, we can't just ask somebody else to do what we're not doing. I want y'all to stay prayerful now. Stay on your knees. Well, then, are you on your knees and praying as well? Because we need every able body to be in unity. We need to be praying together, one for another, every day. We don't, and some people have it where they pray these selfish prayers. Now, I think that's hypocritical. You know, God just bless me. Now, what would I look like saying, God, just bless me and my little family, you know. Just, you know, put a hedge around my family. You ain't worrying about nobody else. But see, God is not going to honor that prayer petition. But when you say, God, bless my family, bless me, and then bless all of the people, you know, in the world, You're not leaving out anybody. You're including everybody. You're including the sinner as well as the saint, the good person as well as the one that's not so good. We're covering everybody, you know, because God does not discriminate. He knows that we was once sinners before we knew God. We wasn't always saved. And so we got to give account that we wasn't always saved. And so we got to give the other person a chance to get it right, you know, to get it together. And we can help them in those areas to get it together, to live a glorious and righteous life before God each and every day. You know, it's nothing hard about living holy. It's nothing hard about it. You know, it's just like when you say, hey, I'm tired of wasting my money. I'm tired of being broke. I'm tired of going from paycheck to paycheck. I'm going to start putting back a little money, you know. And after a while, if you start just putting back, you know, even $5 here, $5 there, $5 there, sooner or later, you know, that money's going to add up. And you're going to soon have your nice little old pile of money there accumulating. See? And so when you make your mind up to do something, if you want it bad enough, you will get it. You will get it done. You will obtain it if you want it bad enough. You want that car, you're looking at that car on that lot, you said, boy, I want that car. Woo, I want that car. You're going to save up, and you're going to do what it takes to get that car. If you see a home you're interested in, you're going to do what it takes to get that home. You're going to get the down payment. You're going to get the closing costs. And whatever it is that you need in place, you're going to get it done. So before I close, I just want you to keep in mind the hypercritical request. So when people ask you to do something that they're not doing, check them. Say, are you doing what you're asking me to do? You know, and that's not being out of order. That's not being ugly. That's not being ill-mannered. But you just want to know if you're doing the same thing that you're asking of me. So in closing, I hope and I pray that I've said something to infuse your spirit and impact your mind as I have brought unto you the divine word of truth. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. And if this program has been a blessing to you in your daily walk with God, hallelujah, we would be just jubilant to hear from you. And if you have any prayer petitions that you would like those Ship of Zion to pray with you in, you can send your correspondence to God House of Deliverance, Pentecostal Ministry, P.O. Box 1600, Gilroy, California, 95020, and in care of Block Talk Radio, the program, The Old Ship of Zion. Make it attention to Senior Pastor Janice Ward. And you can email me at janiceallaboutgod@yahoo.com. Until we meet again, I want you to go in God as God goes in you. Bye for now.